Today, I want to tell you about a love story of sorts, a romance between salmon and riparian vegetation, the plant life that thrives on the banks of rivers.
A love story? I'm suspicious, Don.
You haven't any sense of romance, Yael. The love between salmon and riparian vegetation is so whole that for whatever one giveth the other returneth as much, if not more. The plants aid the salmon in their spawning by providing shade and shelter, and for their part, the salmon, when they die, offer the plants nutrients. That is, their dead bodies provide chemicals like nitrogen that are beneficial to the plant's survival. In fact, trees in salmon spawning sites may grow a good deal taller than they do elsewhere.
So my suspicions prove correct.
Huh?
Much of this is true, Don, except that you make it sound as if salmon die for the very purpose of giving nutrients to these plants. But really, the benefits salmon and their environment derive from each other are more coincidental. All organisms die at some point, and when they die, their bodies happen to give nutrients back to the earth. In fact, if you're bent on giving the salmon a mission of some sort, an idea which I, for my part, object to, you might say that they die for more selfish reasons, to feed their own young and thus perpetuate their own genes. Besides feeding trees, these same nutrients may give rise to more little critters in the water for the baby salmon to feed on. You see, this is hardly a love story, Don.
You're no fun.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.